Back together again, you and I chatting it up Thursday style, July 30th, 2026, right here on Connecticut Today. I kicked off the big show on Thursday wondering aloud about a new poll showing a creeping acceptance of socialism among many National Democratic Party voters. We also welcome to the show former State Senate GOP leader John McKinney for his weekly Thursday wrap-up.
Now, I've had people laugh at me here on the radio station, people in the hallways laugh at me. I've heard chuckles from my online friends and everything, especially when I asked it the other day. We got some comments, hey, Paul, you must be kidding with this. When I said, hey, is the modern Democratic Party dying? And my response has always been, well, do your ears work? Have you cleaned the wax out of your ears? Do you have anything approaching 2020 vision, whether that's natural or corrected with glasses or contacts? Do you see and hear what's happening? Well, apparently more and more major people in the media and the political media are starting to say this. Now, maybe they've been listening to me. I don't know. But how about this? One-third of all Democrats, one-third, one out of three. For you people who are telling me, nah, these are just the whack jobs. These are just, no, don't worry about it. These are just young people frustrated because they're buying too many $8 lattes, those diabetes bombs, you know, with eight kinds of sugar. Then they bitch and moan how they can't buy a house or whatever. Don't worry about them. Pay them no heed. Oh, really? Really? Right here, CNN, a new CNN poll. This summary at Yahoo.com, Yahoo News. One-third. That means one out of every three. Remember basic fractions in school? Students, you have three parts of an object, and if you're taking one of them, that's one-third, one over three, or 1/3. One-third of all Democrats now identify as Democratic Socialists. Did you hear me? No, it's not the fringe anymore. Do you understand what we're watching here? About one-third of Democrats and Democratic-leaning adults identify as Democratic Socialists, according to a new CNN poll conducted by SRSS. And listen, you can identify with whatever you want. It's like your gender. There can be 37 genders. Use all the pronouns you want. But this is not a fad here. And this is not like the Republican Party. Stop saying that. Get that notion out of your wonderful little heads. Because the basic tenets of the GOP, gun rights, fewer abortions, property rights, election security, low taxes, things like that. The basic tenets of that stuff is not changing. It's the personalities that are changing. But that's the polar opposite on the Democratic side, where you've got some crazy people out there putting forth some crazy ideas. They're some of the party's staunchest supporters, but many are also raring for a party overhaul at a time when Democratic Socialists are seeing new momentum at the polls. It's happening, kids. Building on Zohran Mamdani's victory over Andrew Cuomo last year in New York, candidates describing themselves as Democratic Socialists have secured the Democratic Party nominations in several U.S. House races around the country, including the defeat of longtime incumbents in New York and in Colorado. Upcoming primaries over the next few weeks will test whether that trend can expand beyond Democratic strongholds. In Wisconsin, a Democratic Socialist, Francesca Hong, leads the field in that battleground state. Wisconsin is about to go Democratic Socialist. Now, there are people, mainline Democrats who are saying, hey, this is not good for our party because it's going to be one big Republican campaign commercial. Maybe it is. And remember, I played that clip from Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream and that woman who was one of the co-chairs of the DSA. She says, yeah, abolish the cops, no prisons, get rid of the borders. And poor old Shannon Bream is sitting there going, okay, you sure about, we're going to read them. Okay, yes. All right. So you Democrats out there, your party is turning full on lefty. They are. I don't know what to tell you. Don't believe me. There's a whole bunch of stories here about it. Can parties change? Of course they can. But coming back after this, I've got a major cable news personality who is kind of sounding the alarm over what he's seeing in the numbers and what he heard from that woman on Fox News Sunday a couple of days ago with Shannon Bream. And this guy, I'll tell you who it is, it's Joe Scarborough. I've got about a two-minute clip of him coming back where Joe Scarborough is openly asking what I've been asking. What is happening to the party of John F. Kennedy, to the party of Lyndon Baines Johnson, to the party of Harry Truman, right? To the party of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. What is happening with that? What is happening? And does a major Democrat or two or three, are they going to have to get up in front of a bunch of microphones in the coming weeks or even maybe in the months after the midterms heading into 2027 and 2028 and say, hey, we're Democrats, not Democratic socialists. I'm not saying one method is better than the other here. But you can't compare this to the Republicans. The Republicans are still, even though you may say it's a MAGA party, they're still a Republican party. They're still the modern-day GOP that goes back to the, 70s, 80s, and 90s with items like gun control and taxes and all that. So there, it's the personalities on the Republican side, but on the Democratic side, really? Abolish prisons, abolish ICE, defund this, get rid of this. They want to get rid of the Senate. What are you, nuts? Do they understand why the Senate was set up as it was? 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Going to come back and give you that little clip there of what Joe Scarborough said the other day, warning, and remember, Scarborough is a Republican. I don't know whether he still is, but warning Democrats saying, hey, these lefty socialists, that's not a good thing. All right, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. A lot of mainline political folks are warning the Democratic Party, do something about this socialist label because it may end up handing the Republicans more wins than you think. They may be right, they may not be. I don't know. I tend to think they're internally worried. One out of three Democrats now, according to a new CNN SSRS poll, one out of three Dems say, yeah, that socialist thing, I'm all right with that. Or not straight socialism, but the Democratic Socialists of America. And listen, you can be right with whatever you want, but is that going to hand the Republicans victories here? Because you know what they're going to say, folks, you want this social, really? I mean, you may not love us, but these guys... we'll get to that little clip from Joe Scarborough coming up. Alana in Bridgeport leads us off on this Thursday afternoon. Alana, hi, you're on WICC. What's up?
Hi, Alana. Paul. I just have a question. Can
sure.
you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yep.
I just have a question because you did a similar show last week. I'm a little tired of the Democratic Socialists.
Okay.
So I think what's more important is, and I'm a Republican, and it's more important to maybe talk about the economy, which stinks. The food prices are out of sight.
Yeah.
The gas is up. But more important, gas is over $4. It was $4.19 in Monroe the other day. And I think that's more important. There's extreme in my party, too.
Yeah.
There's extreme. And I think to spend a whole show talking about democratic socialists. And I'd like to know, you said a third, because I'm sorry, I heard you say a third of Democrats or something. Where did you get that statistic?
That is
a third of what percentage?
That is a new in Atlanta. Thank you. Number one, I don't intend on spending the whole show on it. Thank you. Number two, I think it's pretty important. Yes, Alana, you're right. Gas is expensive, and it's going to stay expensive until the war ends. So it is really not a whole lot we can do about that. And to answer your other question, this is a new CNN poll, cable news network poll. It was a new poll conducted by the polling firm SSRS. About one-third of Democrats and Democratic-leaning adults identify as Democratic socialists, according to a new poll. They are some of the party's staunchest supporters. But many are also raring for a party overhaul. So, there you go. Just the way Republicans in the MAGA movement did it 10 years ago, it's happening now to Democrats. But there's far more of a... danger to the Democratic Party and to the American body politic inserting these socialist tendencies and labels versus what Republicans did. I mean, they went a little further extreme right, but the policies are generally the same, are they not? Strip away the personalities of this Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, all the MAGA guys and gals, but the basic cores and principles of the Republican Party, as I can see them, still haven't really changed. Now, you may be a Republican who hates Trump. You may be a Republican who loves Trump. I get that. I understand that. But the reason this is important and the reason I keep bringing it up is what happens if that percentage of one-third gets to, a half or two-thirds? That's a major change in the American political system. So, again, to answer your question, it's a poll done by SSRS. The study was done for CNN via web and telephones on the SSRS opinion panel. That is a nationally representative panel of U.S. adults 18 or older. SSRS is an independent research company. Survey taken July 23 to July 27 with about 1,225 respondents. And yes, you can. And I know people when they hear that number, well, they didn't call me, believe it or not. And I was taught this in my college stat class. You can actually poll the entire country with about 1,300 people. So there you go. 203-333-9422-333-WICC. On the other side of news, I will play you about a two-minute clip from Joe Scarborough from MS Now, MSNBC, now called MS Now. And he does a rather eloquent job at asking, essentially, what is happening to the Democratic Party? And do you understand that if you go down this road, it's only going to strengthen the MAGA movement? You hear and see this gentleman every Sunday morning at 10:30, the Capitol Report on WTNH. News 8, former Connecticut State Senate Republican leader John McKinney with us. John, once again, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul. Good afternoon.
Great to have you here, John. We have that CT Impact survey that came out. The governor is still, although it's narrowed a bit, with a big lead over Josh Elliott, but he's still not over 50%. That's kind of interesting. Do you find that interesting or not, John?
I don't think it's that significant. You know, Governor Malloy won re-election across the state with polling numbers under 50%, closer like 44-45%. Mm-hmm. I think, first of all, Paul, people should understand that this Impact CT organization is not exactly a pro-Lamont organization.
No,
they'd be fairly described as pro-Elliott. The other thing I found very interesting about the poll is that, you know, we talked about this. You get a generic question. Mm-hmm. Do you know Josh Elliott, Democrat from Hamden? Are you going to vote for him? Or are you going to vote for Governor Lamont? You get an answer. Then they do what's called the informed ballot, where they tell you something about each candidate. Yeah. And in this poll, the informed ballot responses don't move beyond the margin of error of the poll. And that's really unusual. Usually you'll see a much bigger movement for Josh Elliott under the informed ballot. So I think that shows more strength for Governor Lamont. The other aspect here is the election's August 3rd, but early voting, August 11th, but early voting starts August 3rd.
Yeah.
Josh Elliott's only got about a week left before voting starts. It's going to be very hard. I'm not going to say impossible, but it's going to be very hard for him to make up that difference.
I got to tell you, though, I you know, John, just from a production standpoint and the way they are, I like his commercials. I really do. They're very creative and they're very eye catching when you see them and all the graphics and the way the candidates are presented. They are pretty good, don't you think?
He's got a good creative team. He's very good on camera. Unfortunately for me, I respect that as a former candidate. But then I listened to the ads.
Well, yeah,
you know, and I wondered to myself, you know, is there anybody in Connecticut other than Josh Elliott who cares who Ned Lamont's great grandfather was? I mean, you know, to attack that is just sort of absurd, to be honest with you.
Well, but again, is that an appeal now to the uber progressive base that says, hey, you know, the phrases we see, John, you know, one of generational wealth? I mean, is that an homage to try and get them?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. I think what Josh Elliott has to do is to tap into that anger, the sort of hatred of the wealthy that we're seeing play out across the country in a lot of Democratic primaries. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it playing out to that extent in Connecticut.
John McKinney, the guest for a few more minutes every Sunday morning, 10:30 on WTNH News 8 with the TV version of the Capitol Report. Joe Arasimowitz there, Liz Karanowitz, Tom Dudchick, and all that. So at this point now, if you are, John, in the Ryan Fazio campaign, and you've got clear sailing here, you're firmly focused in on Election Day in November. What do you think coming? Let's assume a Ned Lamont win for the sake of argument here. What is the tactic that the Fazio campaign, knowing he's got that state funding of about $18 million or so, Ned Lamont is self-funding. But if you were on the tactical team, as it were, John, for Ryan Fazio, what do you think issue one should be in, say, an initial salvo against the governor?
Well, I think you're going to hear a lot about energy prices and the cost of living in the state of Connecticut. And I think that's where Ryan Fazio is going to hit either Ned Lamont or Josh Elliott. But with Governor Lamont, he's going to say, after 8 years, you know, your energy bills have gone up. After 8 years, this cost of living has gone up. It's become more unaffordable to live in Connecticut. Property taxes are going up. None of that has gotten better in 8 years is going to be the Ryan Fazio argument.
Mm-hmm. But is that a big enough argument to get over the boogeyman in the room, which, of course, is, you know, Donald Trump? We're running a few commercials here for the governor. You may have heard them, and interspersed in a very fancy voiceover person, as these ads work. You know how that works. Is the governor denouncing ICE? So is that still how you think they've done research there, or is this just a gut feeling?
Do I think the governor's done research on that?
I think
yes, but I also think it's something the governor feels very strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
For Ryan Fazio, that is going, he's got a number of challenges, but obviously running against Governor Lamont, you're going to hear Donald Trump's name a lot. And Ryan Fazio has to get to people and say, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm a different person. I'm a Republican, but here's my vision for the state of Connecticut. And he's going to have to prove that to a lot of suburban voters who used to be Republicans who've now been voting heavily Democrat in order to win.
Yeah, and that's a gargantuan aspect of this, isn't it, John? And I marvel you guys and gals who have been in this. And people have said to me over the years, maybe you should run. I don't have the patience. I can't, as much as I love this, John, and you and I talk about this, and I worked on a couple of campaigns. It was fascinating. But A, I cannot ask anybody for money. And B, the notion that that you guys and gals try and convince somebody to give you their vote to me is just constantly fascinating. It really is, even to my age.
Yes, you have to be a certain type of person to want to do this, but you know, when I tried to run for governor, I went to over 100 cities and towns in Connecticut, mm-hmm. and you just meet different people. We are such a small state, Paul, yet we're so big because there's so much diversity in 169 towns and cities, and they need you to go everywhere. So, look, the one thing I know about Ryan Fazio is he's a tremendous amount of energy. He's incredibly hardworking. And although Governor Lamont is the favorite, yeah. there still is sort of a fatigue after 8 years, yeah. which I think is gonna hurt him in a re-election. His numbers are not going to be as big as they were 4 years ago, so that gives Ryan Fazio some hope.
And you find out in those commercials and the photos from back in his high school days, you know, Ryan was a left-handed pitcher of some ability. So you know what they say about those lefties, John? You got to watch them, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, wasn't Bill Clinton a lefty? Yeah. I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
He was. All right, John McKinney, catch him this Sunday morning, 10:30 WTNH News 8 on the Capitol Report. John, good to chat with you again. Happy week, and we'll chat next week.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks. There you go.